Sunday feast program at Shri Shri Radha Gopinath Mandir, all the guests and all the devotees. Today, the topic of our discussion, we are discussing the theme of five subjects of Gita. So Ishwara and Jiva has been discussed. If you have been attending the past sessions, you would know. And today is the third prakriti. So I'm going to read from a verse from Bhagavad Gita, chapter 7, text number 14, and then we'll have some discussion. You can all repeat after me. Devihe esha gunamai, mama maya duratyaya, mameva ye prapadyante, maya metam tarantite. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. This divine energy of mine, consisting of the three modes of material nature, is difficult to overcome. But those who have surrendered unto me can easily cross beyond it. Purport. The Supreme Personality of Godhead has innumerable energies, and all these energies are divine. Although the living entities are part of His energies, and are therefore divine, due to contact with material energy, their original superior power is covered. Being thus covered by material energy, one cannot possibly overcome its influence. As previously stated, both the material and spiritual natures, being emanations from the Supreme Personality of Godhead, are eternal. The living entities belong to the eternal superior nature of the Lord. But due to contamination by the inferior nature, matter, their illusion is also eternal. The conditioned soul is therefore called Nitya Baddha, or eternally conditioned. No one can trace out the history of his becoming conditioned at a certain date in material history. Consequently, his release from the clutches of material nature is very difficult, even though that material nature is an inferior energy. Because material energy is ultimately conducted by the supreme will, which the living entity cannot overcome. Inferior material nature is defined herein as divine nature due to its divine connection and movement by the divine will. Being conducted by a divine will, material nature, although inferior, acts so wonderfully in the construction and destruction of the cosmic manifestation. The Vedas confirm this as follows. Mayam tu prakritim vidyan mayinam tu maheshwaram. Although maya is false or temporary, the background of maya is the supreme magician, the personality of Godhead, who is Maheshwar, the supreme controller. Shvetashvara Upanishad 4.10. Another meaning of guna is rope. It is to be understood that the conditioned soul is tightly tied by the ropes of illusion. A man bound by the hands and feet cannot free himself. He must be helped by a person who is unbound. Because the bound cannot help the bound, the rescuer must be liberated. Therefore, only Lord Krishna or his bona fide representative, the spiritual master, can release the conditioned soul. Without such superior help, one cannot be freed from the bondage of material nature. Devotional service or Krishna consciousness can help one gain such release. Krishna, being the Lord of the illusory energy, can order this insurmountable energy to release the conditioned soul. He orders this release out of his causeless mercy on the surrendered soul and out of his paternal affection for the living entity, who is originally a beloved son of the Lord. Therefore, surrender onto the lotus feet of the Lord is the only means to get free from the clutches of the stringent material nature. The words Maam Eva are also significant. Maam means onto Krishna, Vishnu only, and not Brahma or Shiva. Although Brahma and Shiva are greatly elevated and are almost on the level of Vishnu, it is not possible for such incarnations of Rajogun and Tamogun to release the conditioned soul from the clutches of Maya. In other words, both Brahma and Shiva are also under the influence of Maya. Only Vishnu is the master of Maya. Therefore, he alone can give release to the conditioned soul. The Vedas confirm this in the phrase, Tam eva viditva, or freedom is possible only by understanding Krishna. Even Lord Shiva affirms that liberation can be achieved only by the mercy of Vishnu. Lord Shiva says, Mukti pradata sarvesham Vishnur evana samshaya. There is no doubt that Vishnu is the deliverer of liberation for everyone. Om Ajnanatimirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yenam Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha
श्री चैतन्य मनोभिष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूप कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदांतिकं वंदेहं श्रीगुरो श्रीयुतापदकमलं श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवांश श्रीरूपां साग्रजातां सहगणा रघुनाथान्वितं त्वं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजना सहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधा कृष्णपादान् सहगणा ललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च नमा ओं विष्णुपादाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामीनिति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देशतारिणे नमो महावदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नाम्ने गौरत्विषये नमः पंचतत्वात्मकं कृष्णं भक्तरूप स्वरूपकं भक्तावतारं भक्ताख्यं नमामि भक्तशक्तिकं हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधो दीनबंधो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानो सुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये वांछा कल्पतरुर्भ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य भूनित्यानंदा श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामो हरे रामो 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 हरे हरे
हरे कृष्णा सो इट्स काइंड ऑफ एन उपनिषदिक टॉपिक प्रकृति जनरली पीपल हु आर अकस्टम्ड और अवेयर ऑफ आयुर्वेद ओनली दे आर अवेयर ऑफ व्हाट इज प्रकृति So there is no Ayurveda diagnosis that is going to happen here. Maybe more subtler. So, Prakriti, as we know, it is popularly known as Maya. And I was just doing some research. What does Maya represent? So we find so many restaurants with the name of Maya. There is a bird in Philippines which is called Maya and so many things. But the Maya that we are going to talk about is a very subtle energy of the Absolute Truth. So we have already discussed in our past sessions about Ishvara and Jiva. And last time when Nimai Lila Prabhu was speaking about, he showed the triangle of Ishvara, Prakriti and Jiva. So the Lord interacts with Prakriti through the medium of Kala. And his medium of controlling the Jivas indirectly is through Prakriti, by the means of karma. So, Krishna Suryasam, Maya Andhakar, Yaha Krishna Tahanai, Maya Radhikar. That Krishna is like the sun and Maya is like darkness, the shadow. Just like a shadow cannot exist without the sun. What is shadow? Shadow is something when somebody is turned away from the sun, then you see your shadow. As long as you are facing the sun, you cannot see your shadow. It's pretty interesting. However, this influence of the illusory energy is very thorough. We often hear devotees saying, Prabhuji, main maya mein hoon. Right? Out of humility they say, Prabhuji, main maya mein hoon. Sometimes in our ashram, sometimes some devotee, some brahmachari may have come late from a late night morning program. He came on the same day of the Mangalarti, means he came after 12 o'clock after. Because somehow in Bombay, youngsters are very active after 11 o'clock. So somehow, sometimes youth preachers have to bear that. And he may have to take rest, he may not able to turn up a Mangalarti, and he very honestly, humbly says, Prabhuji, I was in Maya. So we use this term very, in a very normal fashion, but the repercussions are very deep. And the repercussions are very heavy. So, Prabhupada, someone said, devotee told Prabhupada, he said, Prabhupada, since I have come in touch with you, most of the time I am Krishna conscious. Only sometimes I am in Maya. Prabhupada looked at him and he smiled and he said, actually most of the time you are in Maya, sometimes you fall into Krishna. So we have a very, illusory evaluation of our own. And as we spend time, more time in Krishna consciousness, we get a realistic picture of where we are. And that's pretty interesting feature. His Radha Gopinath Prabhu relates this when he was giving a 6-session program. So after the first session, he spoke about 6 anarthas, these viruses and everything. So one young boy came up to him and he said, Prabhuji, I'm very inspired after hearing your talk. So I have made my roadmap. So I have decided within 6 months, 6 anarthas, Hari Bol. So Prabhuji was very happy to hear his enthusiasm. And then he said, first 2 months, lust is a little heavy, so we'll deal with 2 months. Then anger and greed are not so much because I have no money. So 1 month for that. And then envy, pride, illusion, one month each. So I think it will be over very soon. Little do we realize that as the journey proceeds forward, the intensity goes on increasing. Like today morning, Gaurang Prabhu was mentioning that once you start taking Krishna seriously, Maya starts taking you seriously. We don't tell this in the 6-session program. But this is true. And I was just thinking, after hearing morning class, I was thinking that was Yoga Maya and what I'm going to speak is like Mahamaya. So please bear with me. So what is Prakriti? Krishna Arjuna, it's our great good fortune that all these personalities have asked so many pertinent questions. Otherwise, if you look at questions in Gita, questions in Bhagavatam, which these devotees are asking, probably very few rare souls will get such kind of questions in today's day and age. Yes, how many of us will have questioned what is Prakriti, what is Purusha, what is knowledge, what is the object of knowledge? Even after reading, we don't get it, isn't it? So, it's quite, we have to honor and be grateful to these sages who penned down all this conversation because they knew in future the level of conversation is going to be very low. And with the onset of modern gadgets and WhatsApp and Facebook, people have lost the art of even conversation. According to some statistic, an average young man, equally applicable for ladies, if not more, but they spend at least 52 days in a year just on social networking. That's pretty intense. 52 days. So which, I was like trying to analyze, 52 days is like 1/7 of the year. That means 3 hours every day. And sometimes when we go to engineering colleges, young boys tell us, Prabhuji, on an average, like if you go to places like IIT or somewhere, these days, on an average, people spend like 4 hours on social networking site, if not more. That's an average. So somebody's half an hour also, somebody's 8 hours also. Somebody's Facebook Acharya also. So it's like WhatsApp Acharyas and Facebook Acharyas. It's like if you don't have a Facebook, if you're not on Facebook, it's like you don't even exist on earth these days. Your existential questions are being asked. So, Arjuna is asking this question. Prakritim purusham chaiva shetram shetragyam evacha etad vedatum icchami jnanam gyeyam chakeshava. It's quite amazing the psychological disposition of Arjuna. Here is this battle that is going to happen for which he has prepared for 13 years. And he has all the patience to ask all this technical jargon, Of course, Krishna was also expecting after second chapter he will understand what needs to be done and will start fighting. But Arjuna is asking all these questions. This is 13th chapter of Gita where he is asking this question. Krishna, please tell me what is Prakriti, what is Purusha? He asks his questions. Krishna is answering. He is saying, first of all, you should understand that this Prakriti is beginningless. Prakritim Purusham Chaiva Vidhi Anadhi Ubhav Api. Vidhi means, not Vidhi Vidhan, Vidhi means to know. Anadhi means it's beginningless. That means it's eternal. Ubhav api, that these two are eternal, he's talking about. Vikaramsha gunamshaiva vidhi prakritir sambhavan. So he's saying both prakriti and jiva are beginningless. That means they eternally exist. Now it's difficult to conceive. because our brain system works in three dimensions, right? We work in three dimensions. We can't think of the fourth dimension. That's a whole discussion altogether. There's a field in modern science which talks about higher dimensions. Like if you study higher branches of mathematics, there is something called as eigenvectors and everything else, which are like n-dimensional vector space. And I don't want to bore you on a Sunday afternoon with all that jargon. And the material nature is the source of the material modes. So we don't interact with Prakriti on a day-to-day basis, but we interact with its manifestation, that is the modes. So if somebody has knowledge, he will understand that the modes are affecting him. So this Prakriti, like in this verse, Krishna is explaining very succinctly, just in one verse, he is giving the whole problem and the solution. He's saying, Devi hi aish gunamai. This Prakriti is gunamai. So guna means the three modes of material nature. It is composed of sattva, rajas and tamas. This Prakriti is not Krishnamai. This Prakriti is gunamai. We'll talk about another Prakriti which is Krishnamai, on whom we have to take shelter of. So it is composed of the modes, and that's how she deals with the jivas. It's like ropes. Prabhupada would say tamogun, rajogun, satogun is like rope of iron, rope of copper, rope of gold. Ultimately it's all chains. The purpose is to chain you up. And Krishna further explains that this Prakriti is the cause of this material manifestation that you see. So in Brahma Samhita, this beautiful words come. Golok namni na jadhamni tale chatasya. Golok namni, that is the abode of the Lord, is called Goloka. And he's saying Nijadhami, that is the abode of the Lord, of Govinda. Tale chatasya means below it, he speaks of three progressions. There are three more dhams or abodes below that Goloka. Devi, Mahesh, Hari, dhamasu teshu teshu. There is Devi dham, which is where we are all in. Right? We are in Devi dham. People want to name their homes differently, right? Shanti, Kunj, Shanti, Niketan. It's all a Shanti inside, but they want to name it at least like that. Hoping at least Shanti looking for a place may come to our home. Shanti Niketan. So this place is Devi Dham, where the mistress is material nature. In other words, it's like a fort, Durga. And the mistress, the jailer of this place is Durga Devi. So what does this Prakriti do? Krishna is telling him that this Prakriti, how does it affect us, this material nature? How does it affect us? Like people are right now thinking how demonetization affected the economy, affected the general masses of people. For many of us, it didn't really matter. It's just that the roads were empty because the markets were empty. Because there was no money to purchase, so what will you do? And some people were saying that, Prabhuji, first time we realized that there are so many things which we need not purchase now. So this is another, so some people are speculating that as soon as the money comes into the market, the advertising industry will boom up because people have suddenly forgotten all the unnecessary necessities that they were aspiring for, and now you have to create that need once again. But this material nature, what does it do? It causes transmigration of the living entity. The changes that we are experiencing, some of you are young, some of you were young, and if you don't take Krishna consciousness seriously, we may again be young in future life. So it causes transformation. It causes transmigration. So if your body is changing, means you are under the influence of material nature. Sometime after chanting few rounds, we think I have become very spiritual, right? Four rounds. One boy came to me in a college program and he said, Prabhuji, when will I see Krishna? I said, wait a minute. But I told him, you chant Hare Krishna eventually, this. And then he said, oh, but I'm chanting for so long. I said, how much time? I said, how many rounds you chant? One round. Okay, I had to hold myself. Okay, fine. Okay, no problem. How much time you have been chanting? He said, last 2 weeks I've been chanting. And I did not see Krishna. So I felt kind of compassion as well as, I felt like laughing. He said, even to get audience with somebody popular and powerful in this world, you have to wait for a much longer period of time. What to speak of Krishna. So, Purusha Prakritastho hi bhungte Prakritir jan gunan karanam guna sangvasya sadasad yoni janmashu. So, Krishna is explaining The jiva, in connection with this material nature, experiences auspiciousness and inauspiciousness in various species of life. That's our journey. That's how material nature deals with us. So I was talking about, is our body material or spiritual? छूके तो material लगती है कि नहीं? जब भूख लगती है तो पक्का लगता है कि material ही है, right? If the lecture goes little longer, then we start, it's confirmed it's material body. So Bhagavatam, in the conversation between Narad Muni and Yudhishthir Maharaj, Narad Muni tells Yudhishthir Maharaj that he is lamenting that he is not able to protect Dhritarashtra and Gandhari. He couldn't take care of them. They left their palace after hearing the lecture of Vidurji. Lecture can be very powerful. Dhritarashtra and Gandhari left home. So Yudhishthir Maharaj is lamenting, and that time Narad Muni came to dispel his illusion, and he is saying, Kal karma gunadhino deho yam pancha bhautike. Kathamanyamstu gopai sarvagrasta yathaparam. He's saying, everyone in this world is under the influence of these three things. It's not income tax, service tax, road tax, electricity tax. That is manifestation. But what are that three things which is controlling everyone? Kal, time factor, karma, our own actions, and guna, the three modes of material nature. Like many times you have this popular English parlance, mood swings. It's actually not mood swings, it is mode swings. It is a three mode swing, and then there is a manifestation of certain moods or something like that. So, in the Vishnu Puran, it explains that how this is, the Lord has three kinds of potencies. Vishnu Shaktir Para Prokta Shetra Gyakhya Tatha Para. That there are two kinds of Para Shaktis. One is Chit Shakti, which manifests the spiritual world, and there is Jiva Shakti, which is also spiritual in nature, at the same time it is tatastha. And he says, avidya karma samagyaya tritya shakti rishyate. And the third energy is this avidya shakti, which is also popularly known as maya. I remember when I was in college days, the maya is also kind of a software which runs these days. I don't know, I'm not much detailed. But there was a book that was published, Maya, the World of Virtual Reality. It was published by one of our devotee scientists, Richard L. Thompson, our late Sadaput Prabhu. And, just reading the introduction and preface, I fell into illusion, he said, because he spoke of very terse mathematical probability defining how everybody is in Maya. So just by reading introduction, I was convinced I'm in Maya. I need not read it further. But it's a world of virtual reality. It's an interesting phrase. It is, the manifestation is temporary, but it's real. Like once upon a time, Gurudas Prabhu relates this, that initially when they heard from Prabhupada that we are not this body, we are spiritual beings, we are a spirit soul. So he kind of got a very fancy idea of what he was hearing. So he thought, oh, maybe I'm not this body, I'm a spirit soul. That means I should be able to cross through this wall. So let me try. So he kind of went back few steps and ran towards the wall and banged himself. Of course, his head cracked, So he said, maybe I didn't do it properly, I shouldn't meditate properly, and this time again I run. So he banged his head twice, thrice, and the next day, he went to Prabhupada, the swollen head. Prabhupada said, what did you do? Prabhupada said, I was trying to practice what you told. I said, what did I say? He said, you said that this material body, we are not material bodies, we are spirit souls. He said, that is true, but right now we are in the material body, so material laws applies to us. So, this avidya shakti, this material energy is what is actually we are talking about is prakriti here, and Krishna is explaining in the Gita. So our position is subordinate in the sense we can either be under yogamaya or we can be either under mahamaya. We cannot be independent. Right? We are like sand on the beach. You are either under water or you are under the sun. There is no third stage. You have to be at least Nidharana. And that is the biggest strength that a jiva has. This freedom of choice. Whether he chooses to be under illusory energy or he chooses to be under spiritual energy. We'll talk about it in some time. So we understood what is prakriti. It is energy of the Lord. It is beginningless. It creates transformations and things like that. Under whose direction does it work? Who told her to do all these things? Why is she creating so much trouble in my life? So Krishna explains in the Gita, Mayadhyakshena Prakriti Suyate Sacharacharam Hetu Nanena Kaunteya Jagat Viparivartate. That my dear Arjuna, Mayadhyakshena, Adhyaksha means eyes. Adhyaksha means somebody who is watching over your activities. So Mayadhyakshena Prakriti Suyate Sacharacharam. That this material energy which is manifesting all the moving and the non-moving beings is actually working under my direction. Hetu Nanena Kaunteya Jagat Viparivartate. In Brahma Samhita also it comes. Shrishti Sthiti Pralaya Sadhana Shakti Reka Chayeva Yasya Bhuvanani Bibharati Durga Ichchanu Rupam. It works as per the desire of the Supreme Personality of God. Ichchanu Rupam Api Yasya Chacheshta Tesa Govindamadi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami. It is in accordance with whose will Durga conduct circle. So when Narad Muni, when Vyasadev in the first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, he is experiencing some confusion, some bewilderment because he wrote elaborate amount of Vedic scriptures. Today morning Gaurangpur was explaining how Jiva Goswami wrote 4 lakh original Sanskrit verses. In Kaliyuga it is difficult to quote even one Sanskrit verse properly. Right? I've even seen devotees kind of morph the verses also. If you are speaking to somebody who may not be so informed, so he may take the 2 lines of the first verse and 2 lines of the bottom verse and say, and give a third meaning only. Krishna is Supreme Personality of God. I'm taking something completely different. But Vedic scriptures had 1 lakh verses. 1 lakh verses. So, Vyasadeva compiled it all just for the benefit of all of us, so that we can get direction about how to perfect our lives. But even after doing all that, he was not satisfied. Like Gaurangpur in the morning made a nice point. He said that in order to attain the goal of the Vedas, you have to transcend the Vedas. In the sense, the Vedic formularies of just loss and gain. Which is also important for some people to come to the fold of Vedic knowledge. But ultimately then one has to move forward to devotional service. So when after hearing from Narad Muni what he should do, so Vyasadeva is contemplating deeply. Bhakti yoge namanasi samyak pranihite yamle apashyat purusham purnam maya chatatapashrayam. With bhakti yoga, with devotional fervor and attitude, manasi samyak pranihite yamle, with a completely pure heart, what did he saw? Apashyat purusham purnam maya chatatapashrayam. He saw Supreme Personality of Godhead with all his opulences, with all his features of Purushavatars, Gunavatars, everything he saw in full. Full manifestation of the Lord with all his 6 opulences. And along with it, he saw the illusory energy, the Maya Shakti which was standing behind the Lord with folded hands. Someone came to Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur and he said, Swamiji, I saw Krishna. And he called him here. He said, come here. He said, you saw only Krishna? Yes, pakka Krishna only I saw. So only Krishna, yeah, only Krishna. And then Saraswati Thakur quoted this word, it is not possible. If somebody has cognizance of absolute truth means, he will also have cognizance of his various energies, including the illusory energy. Right? So he is seeing illusion, and it is not possible for a conditioned soul, because if you see illusory energy, you will forget Krishna. So, it is only possible for somebody who is completely pure. So Vyasadeva saw that. And she was standing ashamed behind the Lord. She can never come in front of the Lord because of the actions, the activities that she has to perform of, rectifying the conditioned souls of their wrong mentality. However, the Lord is not affected by this Maya Shakti, which is interestingly a very common confusion that people have, especially in the fold of Vedic knowledge, Hinduism, that the Lord's form is product of Maya. But Krishna has himself explained in the Gita, Ye chayva sattvika bhava rajasas tamasas chaye. Cheta matta eveti tanvidi natuham teshu temai. That all these 3 modes of material nature are working under my control. They are dependent on me, but I am not dependent on them. So oftentimes people have this conception that ultimately, nirvishesha brahman and, ultimately the form is simply a temporary manifestation of Maya and illusion and everything. That's technically called as Mayavad. Everything is one. He is God, I am God, everyone is God, everything is one. And Prabhupada would, you know, kind of was very heavy on this kind of philosophy. And when Prabhupada came to West and he was actually speak about Mayavad, so many times these young people would actually think that probably Mayavad is some group of people back in India in which, with which Swamiji have some issues. That's why he keeps banging them. Mayavad is Mayavad is Mayavad. But it's more subtler than that. So once upon a time Prabhupada was in Amritsar. And he was called for a Gita Sammelan. It's this time only. Moksha Ekadashi time. It's pretty cold in Amritsar. So there was all these sadhus that come and all respects to them. But then they had various conceptions. So one of them was saying, everything is one. I am God, you are God, everyone is God. And Haribol. He didn't say Haribol, but everything is one. So at his disciple, Prabhupada's disciple, Gurudas Prabhu was there. So he was arguing back and forth with him. He said, no, everything is not one. There is Bhagavan, there is Jiva. He said, no, everything is one. You and me one, everything is one. Okay, fine. So he said, so do you think this kambal and the thread in the kambal is same? He had a kambal. It's very cold in Amritsar during the month of December. So this kambal and the thread is same? Now this sadhu had not thought of this kind of logic. But now he had to protect his philosophy. He said, yes! This thread and the kambal is same. So Gurudas Prabhu was very witty. He said, okay. So tonight you stay with the thread. I'll take the kambal. So it was evening, 6 o'clock, it was not so cold. So sadhu said, yes, thread and kambal is same. And at night, 1 o'clock, he was banging the door. Gurudas Prabhu. He said, open the door. He said, why? Thand lag rahi hai. So Gurudas Prabhu said, you wear that thread, dhaga ollo. Job ne liya tha. Everything is one. Dhaga and kambal is one. And the sadhu said, no, dhaga and kambal is not. What kind of foolish statement is this? He's saying, how, you know, winter shivering can reform person's philosophical misconceptions. So this person started banging, then ultimately Gurudas Prabhu opened the door and he said, I will give you kambal only if you accept that this philosophy is bogus. Everything is one is a bogus philosophy. Yes, I accept. Yes, tomorrow you have to surrender to Prabhupada. Yes, I will surrender everywhere, whenever you will tell me. Just give me the kambal back. But this philosophy is like very much perpetuated, which is another influence of the material energy. This confusion that spreads. So he is asking, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says that if you are everywhere, then why do people don't know you? Why don't people know? If Krishna is everywhere, why don't we experience him? So then he says, Tribhir gudamai bhaver ibhi sarvam idam jagat mohitam nabhi janati mamebhya paramabhyayam. Mohitam nabhi janati. They are all bewildered by my illusory potency, therefore they don't understand me. They are under illusion. So just like, now why is it so difficult to get out of illusion? Have you ever thought about it? Like if I ask you, hold your left hand with your right hand. Can you do it? Hold your left hand with your right hand. Can you do it? Do it. Hold your left hand with your right hand. Now hold your right hand with your left hand. Possible? Now hold your right hand with your right hand. Anybody here? We'll give a special Mahaprasad sweet if you... For Prasad, we can do anything, Prabhuji. Aisa karke pakad lein. But can you hold your right hand with your right hand? Not possible. So we are right now talking about illusory energy when we are right now in illusory energy. So it will require a lot of patience. Vedic scripture says, unless you are really curious to know this mystery, you won't get it. That eagerness to understand this mystery of the jiva gets stuck in material nature is the qualification to first begin to understand it, even if you're on the platform of Gyan. So, good luck. You'll have to be eager to understand it. So this is the difficulty. We are trying to understand the interactions of the mind and the modes and material energy through the material energy. So it's not going to be so easy. Just like... Our hands, our legs, they cannot see our eye. Can you see your eye with your hand? It's not possible. Unless you are made of crystal or something like that and you see your reflection. Generally that doesn't happen. You can't, the limbs of the body cannot see the eye. Similarly, although the supers, and but because of the eye, all the other limbs function. Isn't it? The hands can't operate if you don't see properly. or legs cannot move if you don't have the ability to see well. Similarly, Bhagavatam explains, this is conversation between Yamaraj and Yamdutas. When Yamdutas got bewildered, they had on-site failure while taking Ajamil. Vishnudutas bewildered them. So at that time they are asking this question. So Yamaraj actually explains that the super soul is existing everywhere in everyone's heart, but you can't see him. Just like the limbs cannot see the eye. So it requires certain level of purification and grace to be able to experience that. So Krishna, he says that, how will they be delivered from this bewilderment? This is this verse. Mamevaye prapadyante mayametam tarantite. If they surrender on to me, then they can get out of it. This is Daivi Prakriti. It is not some... Daivi actually means that in absence of Krishna, this energy is as powerful as Krishna. That means Jiva on its own can't fight. Right? And it is Gudumai. It has these three ropes of Rajogun, Satogun, Tamogun. She has not come with a lotus flower. She comes with Raja, this ropes of Gunas. Right? And three with the tap of Adi Bhautik, Adi Hatmik, Adi Devik Kleshas. That's how she is treating every Jiva. So it's not so easy. But in this purport, Prabhupada writes that because of Krishna's causeless mercy and his paternal affection towards the living entity, he is giving a clue of how one can get out of this material existence, this trouble. But the Lord is never affected by it. Like we have this pastime of Lord Ramachandra when he was in separation of Mother Sita during the four months of the Chaturmasya. So he is at Malyavant Parvat. A few years back we had the fortune of going with His Holiness Radhana Swami Maharaj to that place in Hampi. And Lord Ram was crying in separation of Sita Devi. And Sati, the wife of Lord Shiva, she saw this. She said, what is this? He's crying like an ordinary human being. Is he your God? Is this the person on whom you keep meditating, Ram? Are you sure? He's talking to Lord Shiva. So household, disputes or difference of opinion is not a new thing. It happens in Kailash also. So if it's happening here, just take it in the stride. So Shiva said, yeah, he is Ram. He said, I want to go and test him. He said, don't do this. His Supreme Personality of Godhead. He said, no, I'll test him. So she goes, she assumes the form of Sita. She comes to Malyavant Parvat. Lord Ram is crying and then she comes in front of them. Front of him, and Lord Ram immediately becomes sober and he says, yes, Mata. What can I do for you? And she became so ashamed. Oh my God. He identified me. Like sometimes you play pranks and the person identifies who you are and then he's like, you are in a fix. What to do? So, she actually ran back to, Kailash to Lord Shiva. And Lord Shiva said, this is a problem here now. You have taken the form of Mother Sita and Mother Sita is like my mother. So, how will you be my wife now? It's a problem. So Acharya has explained this is one of the reasons why later on Sati actually had to give up her body and come back as a Parvati. So better be careful whom you test. Repercussions could be very heavy. So whom does she influence or cover over? Does she cover over? The Lord is not affected. Who is affected? So that is the Jivas. Krishna bhuliya jiva bhoga vancha kare nikatastha maya tare jhapatiya dare. Jhapata is classic. If you want to see how it happens, is if you can see when a cat tries to pounce upon a rat outside Bombay. Bombay rats are empowered. They can scare away cats also. Right? So cats run for their life seeing the mouse here. It's really vipreet here. It's really maya. So when Jiva forgets Krishna, he is overcome by illusion. So now, interesting thing is, like His Grace Shyamananda Prabhu was once explaining, that for Jiva to choose illusion is his choice. Getting out is not by choice. Abhi ho gaya mera khelne ka, main jata hun wapas. Aisa nahi hone wala hai. Just like rat can enter the rat trap by choice, but once it's closed, then he can't say, kholo, mujhe jana hai. Then it's beyond his control. So we have a limited choice. So let us try to understand for a few minutes, how does she work or what are her functions? So we have understood already that she creates this cosmic material world under the superintendence of the Lord. Now somebody may ask, Prabhuji, itna achha Sunday afternoon AC chal raha hai. ये क्या माया के माया के बारे में बता के डरा रहे एकदम से, कुछ कृष्ण लीला बताओ, कुछ ऐसा एक मधुर बांसुरी वासुरी सुनाओ, कुछ ऐसा करो. सो भागवतम सेज इवन बिफोर बिगनिंग टू एक्सप्लेन द लॉर्ड्स इंटीमेट पास टाइम सेवरल कैंटोज गो इन जस्ट एक्सप्लेनिंग सृष्टि लीला द पास टाइम्स विच द लॉर्ड परफॉर्म्स थ्रू द मीडियम ऑफ हिज एक्सटर्नल एनर्जी. माया वर्णयतो अमुष्य ईश्वरस्य अनुमोदतः. सो इज सेइंग शण्वता श्रद्धया नित्यम माया आत्मन मुह्यति. सो भागवतम एक्सप्लेन्स दैट इफ यू हियर सृष्टि लीला विथ फेथ एंड रेस्पेक्ट हाउ मटीरियल एनर्जी वर्क्स यू विल नॉट बी बिवल्डर्ड बाय इट. इट्स लाइक जनरली अ हलवा इज डिटैच फ्रॉम स्वीट्स. यू सीन दिस? अ हलवा, अ पर्सन हू मेक्स स्वीट्स, he doesn't keep popping sweets all day in his mouth, although he is all surrounded by sweets, because it's just by nature, once you get into something and of creation, you get detached from its, you know, ultimate result. So like somebody is in the prison, then it is very important for him to understand how the prison works if he wants to escape. What time the guards come, what time the timings change, when he can dug the hole and all these things, then he can actually escape material nature or the prison house. So similarly, it is very important for us to understand, to become serious in Krishna consciousness. So it covers the jivas with illusion. So the how material nature works. It doesn't have a magic wand, but that's how it is operating. So when Vyasadeva saw this beautiful form of Krishna with all his opulences, and behind was Maya Shakti, he also saw what is the function of this Maya Shakti. Yaya sammohito jivo atmanam trigunatmakam. परो अपि मनुते अनर्थम तत्कृतम चाभिपद्यते यया सम्मोहितो जीवो. दिस फंक्शन ऑफ दिस इल्यूजरी एनर्जी इज टू कास्ट अ स्पेल ऑन द जीवा. सम्मोहन छुम, लाइक हिप्नोटिक व्हाटएवर. यया सम्मोहितो जीवो एंड बिकॉज दैट सम्मोहन, व्हाट इज द जीवा थिंक्स? आत्मानम त्रिगुणात्मकम. ही स्टार्ट्स थिंकिंग हिमसेल्फ टू बी द प्रोडक्ट ऑफ द थ्री मोड्स ऑफ मटीरियल नेचर. He starts thinking, I am tall, I am short, I am fat, I am thin, I am fair, I am dark, whatever. I like Chinese, I like Italian, I like this. These are all identification because of the modes. Atmanam trigunatmakam. And although the soul is paro api manute anartham, although it is transcendental, but because of this misidentification, the soul suffers. Like suppose some of you come with a car or something and it is parked outside, and we suddenly hear some big stone fell from the tower opposite and crashed into the car window. And just new, you have just purchased, just before the demonetization hit, you actually just purchased a new car. You could convert all your this into this, you understand, right? And there's a bang. Will you sit peacefully? Will you be able to sit peacefully? Just the knowledge that your car is right outside the temple, and they just announce, oh, some car appears to be new, white color, but they didn't tell the model exactly, and the window screen is being smashed with a big boulder, so you can, if that car belongs to anyone, after hearing the lecture in Prasad, you can please. Will you sit peacefully? And if you come by walk, what will you do with that announcement? You may probably laugh. Ha 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 ha. Just see how material energy works. You may give comment also. Right? That's the result of misidentification. As soon as you identify with an object, then whatever happens to that object affects you also. That's illusion. I'm not saying throw your wallet and throw your watch on the road and just be detached. That's not what I'm saying. You have to be responsible. But the consequences of misidentification, like as we were young boys, you know, we all grew up with the same, although we were Hindu, Muslim, Sikh, Isai, whatever it is, but one dharma was common, that is cricket. And the worship would really become intense if it is playing with the neighbor. You understand what I mean, right? The right side neighbor. And they're playing and, you know, somebody gets out, it's almost, you lost great wealth, you know, it's something like, because that strong misidentification, you experience suffering. When actually there is nothing. You don't gain anything. You don't lose anything. Right? You just lose 5, 7 hours of your, you know, valuable time watching that big match. That's the only gain you get or loss you get. But misidentification is the cause of great struggle. It's a simple truth, takes a while to understand. Misidentification. And everyone suffers from it, irrespective of what dress they wear and what hairstyles they have. It's not that people don't have hairs on head, they don't have misidentification. They may have misidentification with the head. Right? Whosoever we are, as long as we are in this material energy, we are prone to misidentify. And that becomes the cause of our suffering. So this is the function. Paro api manute anartham tat kratam chaabhi padyate. So this maya, Prahlad Maharaj is saying, it is just creating such a self-perpetuating machine. You heard of that? Self-perpetuating machine? The output goes into the input and the machine just keeps going on without any loss. Self-perpetuating machine. Material energy is like that. Maya manas rajati karma mayam baliya kale na chodita gunanumate na pumsa. Chando mayam yadajayar pita shoda sare samsara chakrama jakoti tarettu danya. Prahlad Maharaj is saying this maya manas rajati karma mayam baliya. How does material energy with the modes affect us? By infusing multitudes of desires that we get in our system, that we get in our subconscious, that we get in our mind. The various kinds of desires. You see a big billboard of iPhone 7 and you are still on Samsung Galaxy. Desire. This is maya manaha. So there is an external agency and there is an internal person who is cooperating with that agency. What is that? The mind. Mind is in sync. So she projects, he receives. As depends on what choices you have made, whether it will receive from internal energy or external energy. So maya mana srajati karma mayam baliya. So because of that, the living entity gets stuck in samsara chakra, the cycle of birth and death. Because the way, this whole thing works, Krishna explains in the Gita, that antakale yam yam vapi smaran bhavam tyajyate antakalevaram. Whatever you remember at the time of death, that's what you're going to attain the next life. Quite scary. Is there any control what will you remember at the time of death? No. So therefore, samsara chakram. So he's saying that there is only one way that one can actually cross over it. That is by surrendering to your lotus feet. Naitan manas tava kathasu vikuntanatha sampriyate durita dushtama sadhu tivram. So saying because of these multitudes of desires, what happens? What is the problem? In having multitudes of desires and at the same time practicing Krishna consciousness? Any problem? He's saying, Naitan manas tava kathasu vikuntanatha. It will not be possible to focus your mind upon spiritual activities. The mind will be too much disturbed and distracted. So maya has two phases of activities. One is called prakshepatmika. Another is called avranatmika shakti. I don't know how many of you have lived in hostels. If you have lived in hostels, this analogy will make sense, especially boys. What is avranatmika shakti and prakshepatmika shakti? When some senior would trouble us a lot, so juniors will come together, switch off the main power line of that particular wing of the hostel, put 2-3 kambals on the senior and beat him up. So putting that kambal is avranatmika shakti and then beating them up is prakshepatmika shakti. And then you run away. And by the time he just throws all the kambal and everything, switches on the line, you are gone. And the next day you say, sir, thoda kuch tedi tedi chal rahe, kya ho gaya? Right? Kya kare, kal kisi ne mara karke, kya batao? Samne aaja to batata hoon usko. Samne nahi aata hai wo. So that is avranatmika shakti. So living entity is covered with misidentification and then thrown into various situations of life. So because of this avidya, the jiva starts committing various kinds of proper and improper activities. So how this whole thing works, it's a very interesting thing to understand. If you have to get out, you have to understand. The living entity gets avidya, ignorance, because of which he gets various kinds of sinful desires, bijas, technically called as bija. And these sinful desires impels him to perform sinful actions. That sinful action results in certain kind of reaction, right, which is called as aprarabdha. This aprarabdha has further two divisions. One is prarabdha, that is the reaction that you get immediately, and the tendency to do that sin also gets intensified. That is a simple example. Like, I don't know, if you have ever stolen some eatable, if you were at home and mother has put some conditions on how much chocolate you can eat. Previous time, I'm just recollecting. So then you know when mother will go out for shopping and where the chocolates will be and how to steal it and not eat at that time, because mother may check the dustbin and that's not the time to eat. So you just keep it under the pillow and then at the night, and then you hide the cover in the socks, take it outside and throw it somewhere. So once you plan out this thing, so there is avidya. What is that avidya? Chocolate will give me happiness. Right? That's avidya. I'm no offense against any kids here. But you realize it after you pass that age. But avidya, there is ignorance that this will give me happiness. So then there is a desire. When can I steal it? Especially if you have siblings. Elder sister, younger brother. Then you have to really plan things because they are also planning. And you have to ensure that you execute a plan before them. So there is desire and then it leads to action. But when that action happens, there are two things that is happening. One is you get immediate pleasure by tasting the chocolate. It just melts in your mouth and it is so wonderful. Replace chocolate with Sandesh Burpee. Let's make it a Krishna conscious thievery. And the second thing that happens is, next time some chocolates come in the home, the system automatically starts. You remember last time you enjoyed so much? What's the plan this time? No, but I suffered all. Forget suffering. Don't you enjoy at that time? Yes, I enjoy it. Let's start the plan. So this is called as kutam. This proclivity to once again sin, when you are faced with a certain kind of environment, that is called as kutam. Very much applies with Facebook also. Facebook will give me social interaction. So you sit on Facebook. Oh, I'll sit only for 10 minutes. And 2 hours pass by. And then people say, Prabhuji, sola mala karne ke liye time nahi hai. Facebook pe time jata hai, isliye ja raha hai. So then once you do that activity, if the pleasure, if you experience some kind of pleasure, next time you are in proximity with free internet and you have some time, what will you do? You will not face the book. You will go to Facebook. Nothing against Facebook. But just to give an example. So this is how the whole samsara chakra keeps working. That's what people call as breaking bad habits and things like that. So there is an example of Ajamil, who was a very pious Brahmana and everything else, but he also fell into this kind of trap. If you are aware of this, Ajamil, who was a perfect householder, he once upon a time saw something not proper. He saw Shudra embracing a prostitute and he became completely bewildered. And next 60 years just passed in pursuing all those kinds of desires which he accumulated by observing this kind of scene. And once you get into this cycle, it's very difficult to get out. It's very difficult to get out. Once you start an addiction, it's impossible to get out. That's samsara chakram. It's very difficult. So it creates a false sense of satisfaction or complacency. What does it do further? It creates a false sense of satisfaction. Whatever species of life you are, because of maya shakti, you feel satisfaction. Prabhupada in the purport, in the third canto, mentions the story of how once upon a time, because of an offense towards Brihaspati, Indra was cursed to become a hog. And after his tenure as a hog was over, then Brahmaji was sent to bring him back. So Brahmaji said, Indra, my dear Indra, please come. You have your wife, Sachi is waiting for you and all your responsibilities are there. And Indra in the hog's body said, how can I come now? I have so many responsibilities. My family is expanding. The boy has just started going to, not school, something else you want to say. And he has just started exploring the relishing foodstuff that is available all across the fields. You understand what I mean? And Brahma has to kind of, really shake him up to bring him out of this. So this story is told to show that whoever we are, by the influence of illusory energy, we have a tendency to kind of settle down in that situation. We become complacent. And then we experience that we don't have to actually take spiritual life very seriously, because we get conditioned to some sort of illusory happiness. His Holiness Devamrit Maharaj is saying that this illusory happiness, you get, everybody wants unlimited sense gratification. Yes? Yes or no? Isn't it? Everybody wants unlimited talk time, unlimited downloads, Jio or Jinedo, right? Unlimited. 1.4 crore songs. I saw a big billboard, 1.4 crore songs. And a fool will think, oh my God, I have to hear all of them. That's Maya. So, Prahlad Maharaj is saying, Kutrashusha Shuti Sukha Mrigatrishni Rupa Kvedam Kalevaram Ashesha Rujam Viroha. So he's saying that unlimited sense gratification is actually available only in two places. Everybody wants to know. Whether it is Nagpur, Baroda, Kahan Prabhu Ji Tara, Batao. One is a spiritual world, other is imagination. Sirf sunne mein sukh lagta hai, shuti sukh. That's all. The highest pleasure of any sound subject is when you are hearing about it. Kutra shisha shuti sukha, shuti sukh, right? Mrigatrishni rupa, kvedam kalevaram asheshuru jam viro. And Prahlad Maharaj is saying, see the fallacy, people are trying to enjoy so much, but what is the instrument that they are using? This body, which is destined to undergo so much suffering. It is an abode of misery, he says. And that too, he is speaking Satyuga time. And what to speak of Kaliyuga? I don't know what he will say now. Everybody is eating some churn, some tablet, some syrup, right? So, Ashesh Rujam Viroha. It's like you use a Fiat Padmini to run a Formula One car race. What are the chances you will win? It's only frustration. Right? But this illusory, you know, happiness that is presented by Maya Devi is extremely, you know, bewildering. So, now we'll just briefly discuss how one can get released from her clutches. That's the main point, right? Itana bata diya Prabhuji, aage kya karna hai? Right. Ye toh hume bhi pata, diagnosis ho gaya. What is the prescription, Bhagavatam is saying? So, we should understand there are two kinds of living entities. Or, we can take shelter of two kinds of energies. Krishna explains in the Gita, Mogahasha, Mogakarmano, Mogajnana Vichetasa, Rakshasim, Asurim Chaiva, Prakritim, Mohinim Shata. There is Mohini Prakriti, there is illusory energy. And if somebody takes shelter of the illusory energy, Krishna is saying, ultimately all his plans, Mogahasha, will be baffled, Mogakarmano, Mogajnana Vichetasaha. His intelligence, his achievements, his everything will be destroyed. Because everything is material that he has acquired, and with the onset of death, he is going to lose everything. Like Chanakya says this nice statement, he says, if you give up eternal for pursuing temporary, right? If you give up eternal things, things which are eternal or were meant for eternal benefit, if you give up them for pursuing some temporary benefit, ultimately you lose both. You never had any eternal benefit, at the same time temporary achievements are lost with the passage of time. And Krishna explains in the same chapter that there are other kind of living beings. The other option is Mahatmanastu Mam Partha Daivim Prakritimashrita Bhajanti Ananya Manaso Gyatva Bhutadim Avyayam. So person who is under spiritual energy, he is a Mahatma. Daivim Prakritimashrita, which is predominated by Srimati Radharani. And his symptoms are, he is engaging in devotional service with great determination. We can understand by the symptoms of each individual what kind of shelter we are aspiring for, or he is in. So our situation is somewhere in midway. We are sometimes in Mohini Prakriti, sometimes here, sometimes there. Proportions keep changing. So Devahuti, Mata Devahuti, she asks this pertinent question to Lord Kapila, her son, that both these energies, Jiva and Prakriti, they seem to be attracted to each other. Like you take two powerful magnets, right? And they are attracted to each other. It's not easy to pull them apart. Yes? So saying this, Prakritir, Purusham Prakritir Brahman Navimunchati Karehchit Anyonya Apashrayatvacha Nityadvad Anayo Prabhu. Sumata Devahuti is asking this question that these two are so intimately attracted to each other, how can the jiva get liberated? Like I very distinctly remember when my mother would sometimes make those knead the dough, you know, that atta. So sometimes you add milk or sometimes you add some oil, sometimes you add some salt. And I would sometimes ask her, is it possible to reduce the salt a little bit now? And she says, no beta, ito ho gaya hai bhi. It is already kneaded into the dough, it's not possible to bring it out. So similarly, the intertwining of the jiva with material energy is more complex than this situation. they're intimately attracted to each other. But good news is there is a solution. So Lord Kapila says that Tivraya mai bhaktayacha shuta sambhrtayachiram. Living entity should perform Tivra bhakti. Tivra bhakti doesn't mean you run from your home till temple. It's not Tivra bhakti. Tivra bhakti means regulated practice of devotional service. We do chanting of the holy names, we hear Shrimad Bhagavatam, we associate with devotees on a regular basis. That is Tivra bhakti to begin with. Tivraya mai bhaktayacha shuta sambhratayachiram. And one should hear about me for a long period of time. That's how one actually becomes, begins to actually come out of the influence of illusory energy. Because as we understand that the choice of illusory energy is because of the entanglement in prakriti is because of the choices that we make. So when we hear, we start modifying our choices. Just like all of you have come here, noble souls. You could have been doing something else on a Sunday afternoon, but you made a choice to come here. So that choice then will determine our future destination and, future progress. So, in the purport, Prabhupada mentions that how one should do is, he said, in the beginning one should start connecting everything that is doing to Krishna. One's prescribed duties, he should connect to Krishna at the same time keep practicing spiritual life. Because sometimes people have this confusion that if I have to practice a spiritual life, I have to give up this, I have to give up that, I have to give up that. No. You connect whatever you are doing with Krishna consciousness. So Brahmanand Prabhu, initial days of ISKCON, Prabhupada told him, so you work outside job and you give your salary to Krishna, give your money to Krishna. So Brahmanand Prabhu said, how will I give my salary to Krishna? Prabhupada said, don't worry, you give it to me, I'll give it to him. Don't worry, I'll take care of that part. You just work outside. So basically, when we say offer the results of our activities to Krishna, means we start assisting devotees. We become subordinate to the desires of devotees. So, how does serious devotional service begins? He has said that by Shuta Sambhratayachiram, by hearing about Krishna for a long time. And that is the logic why these Vedic scriptures are given. All these great personalities, it's not that Vyasdev didn't have anything else to do, he was sitting on the bank of Saraswati, kuch nahi tha, pen uthaya, paper uthaya, likhna chalu kiya. No. Lot of hard work has gone into understanding. There was one Veda he divided into four, gave Upanishads, gave Puranas, gave Itihasas, Mahabharata, Ramayana, to actually thinking about all of us so that these people in future will be able to understand what is the goal of life. Anartho pashamam sakshat bhakti yoga madhokshaje lokasya janato vidvam chakre satvata samhita. When he understood that people in general have forgotten what the goal of life is. That bhakti yoga, performing devotional service unto the Supreme Personality of God, it is the goal of life. When they forgot that, what did he do? Chakre Satvata Samhitam. He gave Srimad Bhagavatam. He gave this Amalam Puranam. And what was the benefit of hearing Srimad Bhagavatam? In this world, everybody suffers with these three things. Either people are lamenting, people are in illusion, or they are fearful. Right? After hearing the lecture, you might be lamenting, kyun aaya? Paka diya, prakriti suna suna ke. Right? So that is lamentation. Right? You might right now be attached to something that you have. Oh, I have a position in the AC hall. Oh, I don't get a position in the AC hall. Should be some attachment. And there is fear. Prasad mein sweet kaun sa rahega? Last time kaun sa tha? Is bar kaun sa rahega? Khatam to nahi ho jayega? Cost cutting chal raha hai, demonetization hua hai, prasad plate mein to cut nahi hoga na, kya ho? Fear. So shok, moh and bhaya is what keeps our consciousness occupied. Right? So, Gauram Prabhu often says this statement, he says, chinta mat karo, chintan karo. Don't just be in anxiety, but remember the Supreme Personality of God. Ya jo chintan nahi karte, unko chinta hoti. So he's saying, yasyam vai shruyamanayam Krishna parama purushe bhakti rutpaddita pumsam shok moh bhayapaha. So what is the result of hearing Srimad Bhagavatam? He's saying, just by hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, first of all, one gets free of shok, moh and bhaya. And they add a clause, at least when he's hearing. At least when his hearing is free from shok, moh and bhai. And ultimately, he says the ultimate solution is bhakti utpadyata pumsam. The natural affection for the Supreme Lord starts awakening in one's heart simply by hearing. Nothing else. He's not saying, pura memorize kya bhagavatam tabhi Krishna prem milega. Aisa nahi bol rahe. Sometimes people come and say, Prabhuji, I have been reading Bhagavatam. That itself is a very rare statement to hear. But if somebody says, Prabhuji, I am reading Bhagavatam, but kuch yaad hi nahi rehta hai. Kuch yaad hi nahi rehta hai. Kya padha tha pichli bar? I am reading same chapter 4 times because don't remember. So, you know, one analogy is given is just like, you have been eating for last 30-40 years. Do you remember the menu of every day? No. But when you eat, you get nourished, right? So is memorizing the menu important or eating prasad is important? So I said, if your karma allows you to memorize and remember things, fine. Otherwise, keep hearing, keep chanting the glories of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Because goal of life is not to become master of Bhagavatam. Goal of life is to get nourished by Bhagavatam. And that's what is going to give us satisfaction. Because we have to understand this. Bhagavatam, you know, it's we might take it for granted, oh Bhagavatam, abhi kitne ka available hai? 5000 ka available hai, 5.5 ka, thoda marathon mein kam price hona chahiye. If you would have been born before 1965, or sorry, not born, gone before 1965, then there was no question you would have ever come across Srimad Bhagavatam. Thomas Hopkins, one of the, you know, professors whose review you will find in Bhagavad Gita as it is also, when he came to 26 Second Avenue, just reflecting upon what Prabhupada did in terms of how far-sighted he was, when he entered 26 Second Avenue and he sees this first canto, 3 volumes sitting on the table. And he said, just by watching those books, I understood this movement is bona fide. He said, why? Because he was doing PhD in philosophy at that time. And he said, I was searching for an English translation of Srimad Bhagavatam. Until 1965, there were only two English translations of Bhagavatam available. One was at Harvard, another was at Yale. That's all. So if you want to read Bhagavatam before 1966, either you should be Sanskrit Pandit, and that is the only option. You should be a Sanskrit Pandit, only then you will understand. There is no bona fide. And there is no guarantee, even after decoding Sanskrit, you will understand. Like Gauranga Purport in the morning was explaining how purports were written, 5 steps, my God. Just hearing the step, you get detached. Let me just accept it as it is. So, this is the reason these compassionate sages have given, compiled all these conversations, detailed conversations, and put them in the form of books so that you and me can be actually benefited. Soham nirnam shulla sukhaya dukkham mahad gatanam viramayatasya pravartaye bhagavatam puranam yadaha sakshat bhagavan rishibhya. Soham nirnam shulla sukhaya dukkham. So he's saying, please speak, I'm going to speak that Bhagavatam, which the Supreme Lord spoke to the Rishis, for the benefit of those people who are trying to find some happiness by doing extreme hard work. Soham nirnam shulla sukhaya, very tiny happiness. But mahad gatanam virmaya tasya. They're performing huge endeavor, they're getting a lot of misery and suffering while doing this. So to show compassion to these people, I'm now going to speak Srimad Bhagavatam. And by hearing Bhagavatam, one not only gets purified in his own heart, nashta prayeshu bhadreshu nityam bhagavata sevaya, that all the abhadras, all the inauspicious things in our heart are purified, and one actually develops attraction for Krishna. So much so, this hearing Bhagavatam, this is the month of book distribution, this is the month of marathon, where we have an opportunity to share this gift with people all over Bombay, people all around us. And Kunti Maharani actually says that don't think that this endeavor of sharing, even sharing Krishna consciousness with others is going to go in vain. Shrinvanti gayanti granti abhikshnasha smaranti nandanti tave hitam jana ta eva pashyanti achirena tavakam bhava pravaha uparamam padambujam. She's saying, if someone even takes pleasure in seeing others hearing, chanting, remembering, making advancement in devotional service, if just somebody brings someone to that fold and experiences pleasure in seeing others making advancement in spiritual life, he will also see the lotus feet of Supreme Personality of Godhead. He will be able to overcome the influence of illusory energy. So it worked both ways. You distribute a book, you also get out of illusion, of this illusion energy. So, in this way, one, after associating with devotees, hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, one's misconceptions in life starts getting eradicated. Tatha rajastamo bhava kamalo bhadayaschaye cheter etir anavidham stitam sattve prasidati. He starts transcending mode of passion, transcending mode of ignorance, and he starts getting settled in mode of goodness. What does that mean? He experiences steadiness in his life. No more hankering, no more lamentation. But he starts experiencing steadiness in his life. He starts experiencing permanent happiness in his life. And when one does that, then he can actually see the futility of material enjoyment. Bhukta bhoga parityakta drishta dosha chanishtisha naishvarasya ashubham dhatte swamahimni sthitasya. One actually starts seeing the faultiness of simply trying to live a life which is based on personal selfish agendas. It doesn't satisfy the heart. And anybody who has done it knows it also, if you ask him honestly. So, one has to, gradually and systematically expose himself into the association of devotees. So, I'll just like to conclude with this last thing of how the most crucial thing to transcend the effects of material nature, the most crucial thing is association. When somebody has right kind of association, that association will give you right kind of aspiration. And those right kind of aspirations will help us make the right choices in our lives. So, we have seen how Prabhupada's personal example, he transformed so many lives just by his personal example, by his personal interaction, and he continues to do so now by the medium of his books. Janasya Krishnat Vimukhasya Devat Adharma Shilasya Sudukhitasya. In general, people in general who may not have information about spiritual life, they are generally averse to Krishna, and that becomes the major cause of their disturbance, major cause of their misery. Anugrahayeha charanti nunam bhutani bhavyani janardanasya. And to show compassion to these souls, these great souls travel all over the world. Srila Prabhupada, at the age of 70, went the time for retirement, right? People plan their retirement. And Prabhupada planned his most biggest venture at the age of 70. To go around the world at the age of 70, 14 times in 12 years. Only if we are 70 we'll know actually what does it mean. Right? And Gauranga Prabhu was one morning explaining how dealing with the management of ISKCON, dealing with everything else, so many problems, and the night when all of us are deep sleep, he would wake up to give his Bhaktivedanta purports. Such detailed analysis of this book. For whom? See, it's one thing to perform when you have audience in front of you. Right? But when your audience are yet to be born, it requires an immense degree of compassion to be able to do that. So Prabhupada had that. Right? Yaswanu bhavam akhil shutisaram ekam adhyatma deepam atitirshatam tamuandham samsarinam karunayaha purana guhiyam tam vyasa sunam upayami gurum muninam. Shukadev Goswami, he is glorified with this verse, saying that he disseminated this Vedic knowledge, this Srimad knowledge of Srimad Bhagavatam, because of his great compassion. Samsarinam karunayaha purana guhiyam. And the same mood, Srila Prabhupada also traveled all over the world to give this knowledge to people in general. And in this month, we have this great opportunity to express our gratitude by sharing this knowledge of Gita, by distributing these books to as many people as we can, and express our gratitude for the divine gifts that Srila Prabhupada has given us. And by so doing, one actually starts disentangling oneself from the influence of material nature, which has been for a prolonged period of time pushing us to act selfishly. For the first time, the jiva begins to experience the taste of selfless service. And that taste is sufficient enough to help him keep moving forward on this path of Krishna consciousness and chanting the holy names. Thank you very much. I would like to end here. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. I think our time is up, so I'm not sure if you can take any questions. Is some announcement now?